Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Good morning, sir. So if you hold on one moment, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead, sir.
Pardon?
Just hold on to the phone. The next voice will be that of the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record? Mr. Hempel?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you a little bit.
Could you please state your full name and ADC number for us on the record?
My name is James Hempel. ADC number is 209586.
Okay, Mr. Hempel, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Hempel, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Okay, I can barely understand you.
Prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the hearing today. Do you recall receiving that and signing that form?
Yes, I signed the form.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notified you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay, at this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Mr. Hempel, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. At phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms, conditions of your community supervision.
What you say?
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases.
It'll be conducted in two places?
Phases. Two phases, sir.
Oh, two phases.
Yes, sir. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms, conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision.
Okay.
We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 24, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated July 30th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you. Okay, the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about July 24th, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated July 30th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Hempel, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms, conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Motion by myself. Second, Dr. Wright. Agree, Mr. Neal.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Hempel, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go some information with you, sir, and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
May 24th, 2018, Mr. Hempel was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 31st, 2018 by ADC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 31st, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of November 23rd, 2018, zero absconded days. Current conviction, 2015, sexual abuse, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2006, kidnapping, 8 years. 2014, failure to register as a sex offender, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 5.4, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 1. STG gang information notes, he's a self-admitted member of the Elm Street Pyru Bloods criminal street gang in LA. Prior terms of supervision are none. His disciplinary violations are significant with extortion and violence noted. Other arrests, 1989, narcotic drug violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2006, kidnapping, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, sexual abuse, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2006, sexual abuse, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Looks like two counts on that. And his community risk score is a G4B5. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SBT reviewable.
Okay, Mr. Hempio. When you were released on May 24, you didn't have an approved residence. During your intake, they discussed housing options with you, and you opted to go to Love One Another Halfway House located at 2324 West Turney. You've been current at that residence until you were returned back into custody, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It says that since you were released, you reported to have secured employment. You're disabled, both physical and mentally disabilities. Did you get Social Security disabilities?
Yes.
So, were you working? Did you work or you didn't work, sir?
I was an assistant at the halfway house of one of them. I was assistant manager up under Steve Hoffberg.
Okay. So you were having some medical issues and you weren't able to get sex offender counseling, sir?
Pardon me, sir?
So it looks like they were going to give you referral for sex offender counseling. However, you had some, it was postponed pending some ongoing medical issues that you were having?
Yes, sir.
What was the problem? What medical issues were you having?
I sat in prison for 3 years with two holes in my stomach, and I had to get out and have emergency surgery. The holes were so big, I had a hernia mass implant, and I sat in prison for 3 years. My right testicle had got an infection, and it swelled up the size of an apple, so I had to go emergency surgery. So I was down. And then I take psych meds and SMI for like voices, ADHD, so I forget stuff a lot because I have an attention span. And I was taking Celexa for depression. I was taking Trazodone for sleep insomnia. Did my disability. I was on disability before I ever went to prison because I got plates, rods, and screws from both of my legs, my ankles up to my thighs because I jumped out the window when the burnt building was on fire in Washington State, so I got a lot of damage to my legs.
Okay. So what were you relapse on the drugs, Mr. Hempio?
Just being stupid. Just being stupid, just not thinking, just seeing, just because I know that because when I was calling Taz, I would call every day and the caller would show up and never say I was cool to come down there. So one day I was hanging out with a guy and we went to hang out with some girls and she was doing it and I just did it.
So, have you been doing any drugs since you've been in prison, sir?
Oh, no, sir. I never touched. When I did all my prison sentence, my whole time, I never touched drugs or nothing. I stayed away from it.
So, how are you doing with your recovery from your medical issues, sir?
How I'm doing?
Yes, sir.
I'm still having like a little problems, like with my hernia mass return, and my testicle is still swelling. I was supposed to go back in to see the doctor before I got locked up, but I got incarcerated, so it's still swollen. Tell me if it was still swollen. We come back, they probably had to do a surgery on the again. It's still swollen. The hernia mass implant, the doctor that put it in, he said it probably gonna cause a lot of pain. So they wanted me to have, because if I can't in jail, it swells up and it hurts real bad. Because I got two holes in my stomach. And he said they might have to go in there and take the hernia mass out and depends how I feel. So since I've been here, they've been helping me with proper medical care and stuff. I told him I signed a release of information from the hospital showing that I was going through surgery, but here in medical, I've been here and they never come back at me. Medical, nobody never called me up to say, tell me, let me know any information.
Do you have any family here, sir, in Arizona?
No, sir. My mother died. My father passed away. I don't have no family here. All my family's in Washington State in California.
So if you were released, what do you plan on doing?
If I was released, I'd go straight to a Christian halfway house. It's a Christian halfway house that I was in before. In 2013, I tried to get halfway house. I had a job at a Pride group, and I had a job at Savon, and I was working two jobs. Right. It wouldn't make me get the third race last time, because when I had moved out and got my own place, I got paranoid because they said they didn't want no sex offender standing in the kitchen that I was standing at. So I just went to probation and said, hey, can you just violate me and send me back to prison? But if I got released, I can go to that Christian halfway house. It's called, it used to be called Redeem Outreach, but Victory Outreach took over it. And what you do there is you go there, you read the Bible, you go to church, they send you out to job sites. You don't get the money back. The money go into the program for your housing. Then after like 6 months, you can look for work.
Okay. All right, Mr. Hempel, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. So if there are no additional questions coming from the board, so we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, prior to us going into discussion?
No, sir, that's it.
Okay. So the board's going to go into discussion. Mr. Impel, I'd like you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. Apparently, I'm glad Mr. Hempel appears to be very honest with us. He's had some mental as well as physical problems that he's had, and he's had some surgery since he's been out. And then he's gone back in, he's got out and ran into some friends and a girl and did some drugs, basically resulted in him being sent back to prison. He's going to be released in a couple of months on November 23rd. Of this year. I think Mr. Hempel is sincere in trying to get himself together. I think if he takes the rest of the time that he has left and work on getting into that Christian program when he gets out, that when he gets released, he doesn't have any parole or community supervision, he can get into a program and work and get his medical needs together and be a productive citizen, not have to report to a parole officer or be on community supervision. I think if he keeps that frame of mind that he currently has now, but he will be good and be a productive citizen. He just killed his number off, and on November 23rd, he'll be free to do it, and hopefully he's made the right plans to get into the programs that he needs to get into. That's my opinion, how I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Okay.
Agree, sir.
Okay, well, hearing no other comments coming from the colleagues, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Hempel, find that he violated, that he was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Mr. Neal, you agree?
Mr. Neal?
Hello?
You agree, Mr. Neal?
Mr. James Hempel.
No, just hold on, Mr. Hempel. Just talk to us. We're here now, sir.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Ryan, agree, Mr. Neal. Mr. Hempel.
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but sir, I believe you're ready to turn that corner that you'll be released on November 23rd of this year, sir, which is about 2 months away. Take that time that you have left in prison, sir, and work on getting involved in that Christian program that you talked about getting into, where you can get out and work and be a productive citizen, take care of your health needs, sir, and get a job. And I really think, Mr. Hempel, that you would be a productive citizen, not having negative contact with law enforcement and such. Try to stay away from them friends of yours who will get you in trouble, because that seems to be a key that many people wind up coming across some old friends and getting in trouble, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Hempel, thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Sir, would you please put your CO3 back on the line?
Okay, so I stay until November 23rd?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.